Learning Masech Nesiyum and Afchesim and Days, the Gemara is discussing the Machlokes. Rav Meir says that every day you're mazim, all days of the 7 days you do hazam. Rav Yeshi says just the Gimel and Zayin. The Gemara in Chesim now explained the Machlokes. And Machlokes Kanakayin made a chilek between Yom Kippurim, we only do Gimel and Zayin, and Parah Al Tzmaila. Al Tzmaila Alma you do every day. The Gemara says, Kamat Azah Adatana Rabbanan. Ain't been kind of surface of power of Kayan God of Yemi Kippurim. Al Shazapi Shasa the Tusha of Achav Kayan of Negambay, Vizapi Shasa the Tai of Enach of Kayan of Negambay. So that's the only difference, that one is Pishasa the Kedusha and the other Kanim could touch him, and one is Pishasa the Tai and the other Kanim cannot touch him. So come on, it's either Kermay or Kerabesi, because they both hold the same amount. According to May, both of them have Azal every day. According to Besi, both of them just the third and seventh. But now like Abachanim's Kanakayanim, because he holds there is a chilek that this is Azavi day and this is just 3 and 7. So in the Taich of Zef Shasa L'Kedusha, Zef Shasa L'Tara, is a machlokes rishonim. Rashi Taich is like this: Zef Shasa L'Kedusha means L'Kanes B'Machne L'Shchina V'Lo Yilibay Zachalo V'Nivdo Mikol Kalas Reish Shecholav Eima B'Bodei Min Abriyes. And they say the Parish L'Kedusha means he's having a week of his Vedidus. He's going into the Machne Shechina. So that's what you learn. It's a week of Esbaydidus. As we mentioned before, Chazanish was claiming that maybe the Dim Prisha B'chlal, he didn't have to be in any Makam Kaddish at all. There's a Mashmais and Rishaynim earlier in the Avav that they could just be perished to a Makam because it's Prishas L'Kedusha, like Rashi says. It's just Nivdu Mikol Kalas Reish that Shebichal of Eimah B'Yisbadlim and Abriyais. The Aruch HaShulchan HaAsid says it very beautifully. He says, Shivas Yam Kainyam Purim Afrishan Kagam Vaislishus Pahajin, Kadesh is Vaidit Shama, Vilitan Aliba Lahachan Atsma Vaida Shayama Kadesh, Vishikanis of Nay Lifnim Vigami Spalabat Kali Israel. Has to be spited there and understand, he has to be prepared for the Vaida Vyama Kadesh to be spal for Kali Israel. The Yeda Vyazvainan Lifnimiyu Avid, Lazamakam Unichnas, Lamakam Alhevish Alhevis, for us the Kubla Vedasat Philosophy. It's a heck of shalom that could be a misraga from Akshavas Teres. So the Chayitz of Bissel Shver, the Gemara asked the Kasha, why is he Mafreshim Mibesai? Why is he Nisra of Tash Shemita? The Gemara said the reason, because that maybe his wife will be a Safik Nidal, be a Baal Nidal, be Tamei. The Chayitz, the whole precious was his Beididus, of Yachin Aliva, and Nivdom, we call Kalas Reish. So that should be a reason why he has to be Perish Mibesai. Because that might be mafriyas, that might disturb his machshava. It might disturb his machshava, and his kedushas machshava is ema and yira. But the Ritva there, Navav, says very good. The Ritva says, a few times he stresses, because he has a shayla, does it mean that his wife should come with him? The shayla was, it's a harabayas, or maybe it doesn't have to be in harabayas, or the shayla, should he go out to his wife? Because the shayla is, if he's not prayers from Tash Shemitah, how will he do the Aveda? So he said he could do the Aveda after the Tamish, he could be Meshamish after the Tamish of Ben Arbayim and then be Tevil, so won't share the Aveda. But a few times, like he mentions, not that he'll actually do it. Life Saif Davi says she asked the king. Al Shimoy Lukach, they shall pass Besali. And no, Havimin will be Meshamish, that's the whole stereo to the Prishas of Lukdusha. But the part is, why is there halacha that he's not allowed to be Meshamish? The Chabi Ben of the Halacha is the Bimutati Meshamish, and then I'll have Pas Besali, and that will make it easier to have the Richtig of Achshavas. Like a bunch of that's Rashi Pshat, Taisa says that Pshasa L'Kedusha means that it has the, it's a Makam Kaddish, it's a Makam of the Hazaram, and Pshasa B'Tar means it's a Makam Tar, it's a Makam of Harabayis. So that was a Shaila. Taisa's name is under Nevada, couldn't have actual Kedusha's Hazar, because they Nishiva B'Azar L'Malcha B'Estavid B'Vad. So he says it was Benuya, so it was in the Azara, but didn't have the Din Azara. And that's what means Rishasa L'Kedusha. It's in a Makam that it's in a Makam of Kedusha Zazara, but it itself doesn't have Kedusha Zazara. He brings the sheet that Afakert, that it's Benuya B'Chayel M'Suach L'Kedusha, so it really has Kedusha Zazara, but since it's Benuya B'Chayel, it wouldn't have this Din of Ein Yeshiva V'Azal Malchim B'Stab B'Vad. But he argues, he mentioned before in the Avav, the Ritva and Taiz and Sukkot Daf Mem Gimel hold it was in Nazara. The Gur Sari held that it had to be in Nazara. And about Yeshiva, the Gur Sari says that they were not the Yeshiva. Yeshiva is only the Rabbanan. And about sleeping, Taisin Sugadaf Membeis is Nechanam, and Nikvaris Yosadamzan, they had to go home to sleep. It was only there during the day when he had to sleep, so Yitaka went home to sleep. But Ka'amr, Taisis of he holds, no, that it wouldn't be Shaykh such a thing, he slept there, and that's why it couldn't be that had a din of Azar. Tetzavach Leikis Rishainim, is the Bedavka was not in the Azar, and he slept there, or Fakarit, he was in the Makam of the Azar, but he went home to sleep. Now the Gemara goes weiter, Maskul Arbezi Rab Chanina, that we understand why he's Mazah on the Rishon, that might be the third day, the second day might be the third day, the third day might be the third day, the fifth day might be the seventh day, the sixth day might be the seventh day, the seventh day might be the seventh day. Why does he do Azah on the fourth day? It can't be the third day, it can't be the seventh day. What would be the Pshat and Azah on the fourth day? So I want to mention, there's a very interesting Rashash. It's a Masechtas Chagigah Daf Chav Gimel and Beis, a tremendous Kiddush. He himself calls it a big Kiddush. I mean, Davar Chadash, he says. There's a din that by Kalim, and according to Kam Rishainim, Dafka Klimatchis, according to Zarm Rishainim, even any Kalim that touch a mace, Chayav Rekachol, they have a din of a mace, and if you touch those Kalim, you become Tami Tumer Shiva. Hazak Du Rishash, I want to tell you a Gevaldige Kiddush. Let's say you have a keli that touched the mace. How does it become tameh? Tar. It has azov, shlishi and shvi. You do azov, shlishi and shvi on the keli. After 7 days, the keli becomes tar. So someone touches the keli. So you say, chayev rekechol, and the keli has a din of a mace, and he also needs azov, shlishi and shvi. So after a shash, if he touches the keli before any tara process of the keli, so of course he becomes tameh as if he touched the mace. But let's say the keli was in the middle of a tahara process. The keli already had, let's say, the azar of shlishi or shvi. It's still tummy. It still needs tefillah, but already had azar of shlishi or shvi. So then, if you touch the keli, even though the keli still has tumas mace, you don't need azar of shlishi or shvi. Just the keli already had the azar. So you already also only become tummy from the keli, like the keli is tummy now, that only needs tefillah. And he says, who would then, let's say, you touch the keli 3 days after the azar. And then after 3 days, after the first Hazah. So it's like all the Keli needs is another 4 days in the second Hazah. That's all the person would need, another 4 days in the second Hazah. Well, let's say you touch the Keli 3 days after the mace, touch the Keli, and Ba'ifin, it didn't have any Hazah yet. But the mace of the Keli can get Hazah today. So too you can get Hazah today. He brings a rai, because you see by a Bayal Nida, the Gemara brings a Pasuk, the Gemara says, you would think that Bayal Nida becomes like a Nida, it's Tamei 7 days. You would think he becomes whatever the Nida is holding. If the Nida is already 5 days into the Nida, so 7 days into the Nida, he's Tamei 1 day or 2 days. Like however, wherever the Nida is holding, Achay Al Leragla, Tamei Leim V'Tamei Shivas Yamim. So then you have an extra Pasuk telling you, that no, it starts again the Nida. He gets Tamei for 7 days, even though she's going to become Tari tomorrow. But he's going to become tummy for 7 days. But vice is without exerus akas. If you're tummy from something, you can't be more tummy than the thing is. So who would then hear you tummy from a keli of chayav rekechol? Just like the keli now is only tummy for 3 more days or 2 more days, it needs 1 azah, it needs 2 azah, however much it needs, or has both azah, whatever the keli needs, you can't become more tummy than the keli is. As I tiny it to Rishash in Masechtas Chagigah Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. I give all the gechiddush. So the Mikdash David and Tyrus brings in Sim Mem Tes, who then the Stipe also brings in Tyrus Sim and Yud Ches, and they ask, both ask the same kasha from this Gemara, they are Mechavin, the Kilesh Yankov eventually brings that, they saw the kasha in the Mikdash David, that if there's such a halacha, so then it does make sense to do the Azar B'Revi, because maybe he touched the Keli, that already had the Azar Shlishi, and he touched the Keli the day before the Prisha, and that Keli had Hazar that day, so Mela now all he needs is 1 azah on the 4th day. So maybe there is a tumah which would have azah on the 4th day. As I fagin say akasha on the rishash, no. He comes back and brings it. The Balamar says that a person who touches the chayav kachol doesn't need azah altogether. It just has to wait 7 days. So according to him, you could still say the rishash is chiddush. It wouldn't be akasha b'chol from the gemara. But anyway, that's the gemara's kasha. Why do you need azah on the 4th day? And the Gemara says, Enechanami, it means Labari Mivri. Just like, you anyway don't do Azah on Shabbos, because the Kaimel Azah Shvusu, Venedechas Shabbos. So Elamai means Labari Mivri Shabbos. So who would then it means Labari Mivri? As I state in the Gemara. So there are a few kashas. First of all, the Gvursiri asks the kasha of Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. Azah Azah Shvus is Isidar Abban and Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. Now Ein Shvus B'Mikdash is Dafka in the Azara. That's what he names on. But he says, why can't you actually do the hazah in the hazarim? By there's no isur derabanan when it comes to when you're in the mikdash. And when it's, I guess, it has to be with tzarech aveda, but this is a tzarech aveda. So he says he can't say, because when a person gets the hazar of paraduma, he becomes tamei, because we bask in that, no, that if a tahar gets hazar from paraduma, he becomes tamei. But if a tamei gets hazar from paraduma, he doesn't become tamei. I mean, we bask him in like the rabbanan, forget it. Even if you mask on the tahar, he doesn't become tamei. That's how we bask him. When you're doing it with derech hazar, he doesn't become tamei. So he blames the tzarechin, wanting to do the hazan, the hazaram, and ain't shus a mikdash. So the Cheshek Shleim answers his kasha that the mech atas, the water of the ashes of the paraduma, they're tamei, they're considered tamei. The shalas how they're metamei. If you're doing a derech hazar, they're not metamei, but they're considered tamei. You can't bring the mech atas into the hazaram, because you're not allowed to bring even eichel tmeim into the hazaram, like it says in Erev and Daf Kavdal and Amin Aleph. Can't bring something that's tamei into the azara. But the Shara Melech also has this guy. Shara Melech and Ilkas Avedis Emikiburim, Peregalef Alach Adalan, he holds that Ainshul Semikdash is even in the Harabais. And the Harabais, it's not a problem bringing the Mechatis to Harabais. Even the Tamei Mesh is allowed to go to Harabais. Only a Tuma Hayetzim Megufa can't go into the Harabais. So why can't you do the Hazar in the Harabais? That's where the Kayim was anyway. And it's Ein Shavus Mikdash, because he holds Ein Shavus Mikdash is even in the Harabayis. So he says that the Gemara Misachim that from Zayin and Aleph says Shavus Rechayk Shavus Kreivet Tiru Shavus Rechayk Alei Tiru. And the Pshat is the Shavus they allow in the Beis Mikdash is something that's negay for that particular day, for that Shabbos. To do a Isidur Abanan on Shabbos with Tzarech another day, even with Tzarech Avayid of another day, that's going to be us. That's what he answers. The Mitzvah Eisen in the back of the Gemara says that when the two shusim, here, the Gemara, there's a shus, like Rashi says, of Tikkuni Gavra. The shus is misakin, like it's a name on the misakin. There's also a shus, the Gemara says, in Sachim, they have Samach Tes, that there's an Isser al Shemi Evreni Dalamis Rishas Arabim. So since you have two different Isserim Darabanan, they're only matter something which has one Isser Darabanan and two Isserim Darabanan. That's what it says in the Mitzvah Isa. So Hasemis wants a taina that you only do a shus which is necessary for the aveda, and this is just the ma'ala ba'alma. It's really not necessary. If you didn't do it, you'd also be able to do the aveda. It's not necessary for the aveda. It's only a ma'ala ba'alma, so they wouldn't matter a shus because of that. It's not called a tzarech aveda because it's not necessary for the aveda. It's just a ma'ala. But then he asks, l'chari manav shach, if the whole reason why you're doing it's an issa derabban is because of tikkuni gavra, so the chari, either way, you should be able to do it, because iman of shach. If he's tamei, then it's not necessary for the avodah, and then ain't shus b'mikdash. Elamai, maybe he's not tamei, so it's not necessary for the avodah. But on the side that he's not tamei, then it shouldn't be a shus altogether. So iman of shach, it should be mutter to do. And so Hasemis wants to answer that you don't say ain't shus b'mikdash because you don't need it for the avodah. It's just a maila. If you don't need it for Avaida, then it wouldn't be a Shvus. Elamai, we're afraid he might need it for Avaida. If he needs it for Avaida, then there's an event Shvus for Mikdash. Now, Bikveg already asked that in Shuvus, Shal Shuvus, Tanyana Simon Kuf Yadalid. And he says, no, there's another reason why there's an Issa. Like we said, there's an Issa because Shem Revena Dalin Amish Rabbim. So you don't have the Mimanum Shech anymore. You can't say that if you need it for Avaida, ain't Shvus for Mikdash, and if you don't, it's not a Shvus. Even if you don't need it, it's still a Shvus of Shem Revena Dalin Amish. And they weren't matan at shvus just for a ma'il ba'alma, like the Sasem says. Now there's another kasha, there's a machlokes rishonim, if you line to tell a katan to do an issa derabanan. Is there din ma'ichel b'yadayim, a katan ma'ichel nevelus ein bezim mitzuvah nafrisha, but it can't be ma'ichel b'yadayim. Is there din ma'ichel b'yadayim, even by an issa derabanan? Shulchan Aruch Paskins, there is an issa, it's in Shin Mem Gimel, and it comes from the Ram Zilchus Mechal, a serious parak at Zayin, Lachach of Zayin. But the Rashba in a few places, in Shabbos Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph and Yevamos Daf Kuf Yudal, he also by Issa Derabanan, there's no Issa Machel Miyadayim. The Ran also says this here in Yuma, beginning of the 8th Perek, the Ran says, he brings the Rashba, there's no Issa, by an Issa Derabanan, there's no Din of Machel Miyadayim. So the Yeshua Siyankiv, on Shulchan Aruch, Simon Shimem Gimel Eis Dal, and he says that from this Gemara in Yuma, Averaya Berura to the Rambam, into the Psaki of Shulchan Aruch, because who did the Hazar? The Rambam in Perikim Hilchos Paraduma says the Hazar of Paraduma was done through a katan that was Pachas Yiben Tesh Lamitma Miyamav. when they made a new para aduma, so they had to be mazal on the kayin that made the para, like we said, 7 days. That azal was done with the katan, pachas, and bentes, and never became tame. Like the Gemara said, they have the chatzah that was built on a rack, and it didn't have kevrat tayim, and those tanim were the ones that did the mili of the mayim for the para aduma. They also did the azar of the para aduma. So the shayla, so where's the shlister abanan? A katan's doing it. According to the Rashman, the Ran, you'll have to tell a katan to do an isidur abanan. So what would be the problem of doing it on Shabbos? He tied his tzaraya brura that even isidur abanan you can't tell a katan to do. Now Shulz Yaakov also has a kasha on Taisus. Taisus in Rosh Hashanah, which among the Avraham brings, it says that when a katan's doing something which is a mitzvah, it's a chinuch mitzvah, he can be even isidur abanan. So the Yeshua Yaakov says, so chayit shver, and he's bothered by the kasha. So what's the pshat here? Why don't we let the katan do it? It's a chinuch mitzvah. And a chinam is isidur abanan, but it's a katan, and he's doing it. It's a chinuch mitzvah. So the Priyitzuk brings this a mitzvah Petterberger in his Shuvas, the end of Simon Yen Aleph, and he says that's only when it's a katan's mitzvah. You can't tell a katan to isidur abanan for a gadol's mitzvah. That's not chinuch. So Mela, he wouldn't be able to do it. So it's not a kasha on Taisus. Now the Chayyah, that would also answer the first kasha on the Rashba and the Ran. Rabbi Kvegin, the Tshuva, in Simon Tezvav, he was discussing, could you tell a katan to bring a siddur to shul for you? Could you be saying on the Rashba, it's a karmelis, it's a siddur abanan, that there's no machal biyadayim for a katan to do an siddur abanan? And he tied his no. He tied his, even according to the Ran and the Rashba, Lysis, he wanted to be Seimach on the Ran and the Rashba. It's connected to the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, but Al-Kabanim, it's an emergency, it's a Shasat Chak. The Erev broke, and you don't have a Siddur in the Shul, so you want to tell your child to bring a Siddur to the Shul, say Siddur Abanan, can you do it the Seimach on the Ran and the Rashba? Kvegas says, no, because only what the Khan needs for him is his own Seirich. A Khan to do for a Malacha for a Gadol, that's Asimidina. Even according to the Ran and the Rashba. It's only the Katan's allowed to do an Isser Derabana for himself, not, but to do it for you, that's an Isser. And that's what he's saying also, he's saying for Chinuch Mitzvah, that's only for the Katan's Mitzvah. But a Katan for the Gadol's Mitzvah, that's an Isser. So the Kash is not so schwer. It's not so schwer because it's not something which the Katan needs for himself. You're telling the Katan to do it for you, and the Mela, you don't have that Heter. That's what Bikvega says over there, that you can tell the katan to bring the siddur for himself, and then you can look on with him. But he can't bring it for you. Priyitzuk says another time, so Priyitzuk says that the isser of azah is not necessarily just on the one who's doing the azah, it's even on the one who's being mekabel the azah. He's being over the isser by participating in the process of azah, even if you're just the one who's getting the azah on you. That's the isser of Shua Samazah, Yikatayna. So Mel has nothing to do with the Katan doing the isser. The Kayin God himself is doing the isser. So Mel be Mishav the Kashib of Pshitas. Now the Gemara's Maskana is that did not do the Azah on Shabbos, and that's what the Gemara says, that by the Kayin Asayif Zapara, they made sure that the Yom Revi, which there's no point of Azah, comes out on Shabbos, so they won't have to interrupt any day. And by the Kayin God of Yom Kippurim, you can't make sure, depends what the date is, you do the Azah on Gimel Tishrei. And you don't do Azan Shabbos besides for Yom Revi. So the Chayshik Shleim in the back of the Gemara says that that's the Chayr only according to Mount Yom and the Yamazim B'chol Yom. So Yamazim every day and on Shabbos you don't. But let's what about according to Mount Yom and the Yamazim just on the third day and the seventh day? Let's say the third day or the seventh day comes out on Shabbos. So what do you do then? So Zakh the Chayshik Shleim, he would say in Svarim, you'd be Mazim the second day and the sixth day. Because there'd be no point in not being Mazim at all. You see, on a regular year, you can imagine the third and seventh day, so you chap arayin, that even if it was tummy the last day before the prisha, you'd be able to matar. Here, either if the third or seventh is on Shabbos, you won't be able to do that. If he was matam, if he became tummy the last day before the prisha, you won't be able to become tar. But in any other tumah, you'll be able to take care of by being mazid the second day and the sixth day. But he says, the Rambam says not the way. The Rambam says, "Imchaliyem Shabbos Shlishi v'Shuishloi Deichen Es Hazayim." You push off the Hazayim. It's mashma. You don't do the Hazayim altogether. But he wants to know why. The Yeshua Yankov also in Siman Tafresh Chav Aleph Sifkat Aleph by the Nesuga of Vaidus Yom Kippur. He mentions this kasha that he had. Why would the Rambam say that if Shabbos is the third or seventh day, you Deichen Es Hazayim? L'chari, you make the Hazayim on a different day. L'chari, that would be the correct thing to do. I don't know. They don't say this. Maybe that's what the Rambam means. But that was the kasha they asked. They bite Sarachi. And the Cheshek Shleim says, maybe, once that Zohar is not going to work totally, because it's possible he could become Tamei on the day before the Prisha Zohar works, so well, you didn't do it all together. Not clear why. The Taisus Rid says an interesting thing. The Taisus Rid says, if Shvi is Chal on Shabbos, so what you do is you add a day to the Prisha. On such a year, you'd make the Prisha for 8 days, because you'd want to do the Hazah on the third and seventh from the time of the Prisha, and you'd want it to cover all the Tumas. So just add 1 day to the Prisha, and then you'll be fine. That the Rambam Zichah didn't hold them. But that's what Taisus Rid holds. Lamaisi says that that's what the Mashma, that if either the third or seventh come out on Shabbos, what you do is, if you hold, like the Rambam Paskins, as us, only Gimel and Zayim, so you add 1 day to the Prisha to make sure that you get, that Zohar gets in on the Yom Shalafnei Prisha, you'll be able to have that Zohar which will make sure that he's not Tameh. Now Rashi, the Maskim Chal Emes to Mishram and Freshinulam, which I said that if by Yom Kippur, it's not that he done Talim Milsis, but created the Archa Talim Milsim. So Rashi says like this, Avla Gav Zayhavi Revi'i Shloi B'Shabbos, even though the 4th day is not on Shabbos, the Nimsis has the Asa B'Teila Shtei Yomim. So come out that Zohar is Batal for 2 days. So the Gvura Suri asks, it's a Bavus L'Kasha, L'Chaira, it's more than 2 days. L'Chaira, the 4th day you don't do Azar because there's no point. And also, let's say Shabbos comes out in the first 3 days, so then you're also not Mazem, the day that's the 7th day of that day, because there's no point, right? If Shabbos comes out on the 1st day, so you're not Mazem the 5th day. If Shabbos comes out on the 2nd day, you're not Mazem the 6th day. Who then, if Shabbos comes out in the last 3 days, so then you're not Mazem the corresponding 3rd day? Because there's no point in doing the Azah on the corresponding day if you're not going to do the Azah on Shabbos anyway. Yeah, Rashi is, it's more of a version. The Gemara also, it's a little bit, the Gemara says a Lashon, Lebar Mishamis. It's more than Lebar Mishamis. Lebar Mishamis and the corresponding day. So this guy's a cover in the back of the Gemara, says that's what Rashi means. When he says Beis Yamin, he means besides for Yom Revi. The name is also Betel Shnei Yamin, besides for Yom Revi. That's what he says. Cheshek Shleim is also Mashmi Lid the Rashi that way. And the Gemara, when he says Lebar Mishamis, it means Shabbos and the corresponding day. But there's a very interesting thing from the Tosfos Shabbos. It's in Simen Shin Zayin Sifkat Mem Tes. We're there, there's a shayla in the Peskin. There's a halacha that Bein HaShmashis, you might do Nisa Derabanan when there's a big tzarech. The halacha is Oshus Bein HaShmashis. The shayla in the Peskin is, does that apply only the Bein HaShmashis before Shabbos? What about the Bein HaShmashis after Shabbos? The Bein HaShmashis of Meitzir Shabbos. Because could be there's a difference. Could be before Shabbos, it's not yet Shabbos, it's only Bein HaShmashis, you could do a Shus. But maybe once it's Shabbos already, you have to wait till it's Vaday Ois in order not to do a Shus. That's a Shaila the Peskim have. I'm going to draw a message to Suffolk. So Tosfos Shabbos says, this Gemara, things are right from a Tosfos, he says, this Gemara is a Makar that you'll have to do a Shus Bein HaShmashis. Because the Pshat in the Gemara is that when whatever day was Shabbos, they did Azar that day, but not on that day, they did a Bein HaShmashis of that night. Even though you might not be Yetzah Azah, and it's sad that it's Laila, you're not Yetzah Azah, but he did it anyway, because maybe it's Yayim. So at least you were Masakin, at least you were possibly Masakin. So when it says Lebar Mishabbos, it means they didn't do it on the day of Shabbos. But they did it Bein HaShmashis, and then of course they did do it the corresponding day, because just in case they chapped around, it happened to be that Azah was done by day, so then they got the Azah Shlishi Yishvi on the tzad that the Bein HaShmashis that they did it was really day. And that's his raya, that when there's an Issa Shvus, they weren't guys of Bein HaShmashis, even the Bein HaShmashis at the end of the day. So Lebar Mishabbos means they didn't do it on Shabbos day, but they did it that day, meaning Bein HaShmashis, and that's called Lebar Mishabbos, and Mela, they did it the corresponding day. Rabbi Kveger brings this also in Shal Shus Yonasim and Kuf Yadal. He brings this taste of Shabbos, he likes it. And I saw the Mishmaris Kahuna was Mechavim to the whole thing. The Yeshua's Yaakov, Simen Shin Zayin Eischess, he goes the other way. He asks like for a kasha. He names on, if it says they didn't do it on Shabbos, it means they didn't do a Bein HaShmashis either. That wouldn't be called a skipping Shabbos if they did a Bein HaShmashis. That's what he names on. So Shailim Shah, the Tais of Shabbos, Rabbi Kivega, the Mishmaris Kuna, they say you could say that they're skipping Shabbos, instead they did a Bein HaShmashis. Shus Yaakov says no. They said they're skipping Shabbos, means they skipped it all together. And Pashas, they skipped the corresponding day altogether, like we said. For this guy's a cover in the Cheshek Shleim, that's what the Gemara means. It means they're both days, like the Gemara Serena Amzan. But he wanted to know Akasha, why didn't they do a Shabbos? should be a raya that there should be exayin that by Meitzer Shabbos there is a problem with Shvus Beinu Shmashes. So Shvus Yaakov answers, since it's not clear that it's a mitzvah, it's only a mile of Alma, so they weren't not doing Shvus Beinu Shmashes for that. But the Tayyar Shabbos also carried. They did do it then, and the raya is, since they only left out Shabbos, they didn't leave out the corresponding day, so they did a Beinu Shmashes, and it's the raya that you could do a Shvus Beinu Shmashes, even by a Fukei Yoimah.